Yeah, tomorrow is not only St. Patrick's Day, but it's Pro Wrestling Day at the BB&T Center when the Florida Panthers take on the Edmonton Oilers. Going to talk some Panthers here with our man, the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay, color analyst for your Florida Panthers, former Florida Panthers player, joins us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Now, Bill, I know that our broadcast partner, Doug Plagans, is a huge pro wrestling guy. Are you a pro wrestling fan at all?
A little bit. The Hart brothers grew up in Calgary, so I paid attention a little bit when I was young. But as I've grown older, I've grown out of it, I guess would be my answer to that question. Doug Plagans, not so much.
He's a wrestling fan forever. I go through like periods. Like I'll watch WrestleMania every year, and I'll kind of try to get into it. But I'm just one of those people who will watch WrestleMania and just sort of let it die for a year after that. So I'm kind of in the same boat as you, but I always look forward to pro wrestling. Now, how about St. Patrick's Day, Bill? You got any plans to knock back a few beers after the game tomorrow?
Not too much tomorrow. I'll be pretty low key. I got some stuff to do Sunday. Then I got to go on the road on Monday morning at 5 o'clock and get up to New Jersey to do some work. For all that work, so I'm just going to kind of take it this easy this weekend. Been a lot of hockey games and got some more hockey to cover up in Secaucus, New Jersey. So it's one of those stretches where you're just kind of busy. What about you? What about you with the new baby? Patty's still in the plan?
If I do anything, I'll be drinking at home, Bill. Like I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to go out to an Irish pub somewhere. Like I may pick up a couple cases of beer on the way home from Panthers Insider tomorrow morning and just do like an afternoon drinking sesh. But there's no way I go anywhere because we've got the 18 day old at home. So there's no chance I do anything formative.
Yeah, that's maybe you put a little green dye in the milk for.
Yeah, we should do that.
get some green milk for the baby.
That is not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. Now, Bill, I was so impressed by the way the Florida Panthers played last night in a 3-0 victory over the Boston Bruins. I know it's a shorthanded Boston team, but this is still one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, still a ton of firepower. And the Panthers, Bill, completely shut them down from James Reimer onto the forward lines. I thought the Panthers played very close to a flawless game last night.
It was good, and it started from the start. The Panthers had poor starts against Montreal, a bad start against the Rangers, got away with it. It was backed by some good goaltending. And then against Ottawa, he came out, got another bad start, fell behind 2-0. Weren't able to really recover in that game, was chasing the game against the Senators, lost. Then he come again against Boston, the second highest scoring team in the NHL. You have to be ready to play. They've been lighting up the score sheet. And James Reimer was terrific, but the guys and the team came out and they were prepared. And they got that early lead, played a full 60 minutes of hockey. One of the best games of the year, top to bottom. Boston, even with a depleted lineup, is still one of the best teams in the NHL. It was a tough test. And this Panther team, for whatever reason, seems to rise to the occasion and get it done against some of these top teams. It's going to be a tough test the rest of the way, but it's tight, and this team's got a shot to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Bill, I don't have the hockey mind that you do in terms of tactics and things like that. So can you explain, you know, in layman's terms, how this team has really molded to Bob Bugner's philosophy, the head coach? Because I would like to imagine that some of the struggles they had earlier in the season probably had to do with kind of adjusting to a new head coach and a new philosophy. So what are some of the ways that they've kind of fallen in line and are now matching up with what their head coach wants them to do?
Well, the biggest thing that Bob Bugner wants is he wants pressure, and he wants it all over the ice. He wants to create turnovers, and he wants this team to go the other way in transition, in speed, and be able to attack. For everyone to pressure, you got to be on the same page. You got to have a lot of communication, and it takes time to develop that. If you got a new group, a lot of teams will sit back, collapse, and just try and take it easy. But Bob Bugner wants pressure, wants to create turnovers, and he knows that he's got a very fast team. And you've got to be able to find the right line chemistry. There was some juggling going on with the D partners. Now your lines are all set. The defensive pairings are all set. So the communication's there. That allows this team to attack, to do what they want to do. When they get the puck, transition, gone, play north-south hockey, which is in straight lines, force a lot of pressure on the defensemen. So it took a while, I think, everyone to trust everyone and what they were going to do defensively to create these turnovers, to create that transition game. But everyone seems to buy in, and a lot has to do just with finding the chemistry in the lines and the defensive partners.
You know, the Panthers, Billy, tomorrow afternoon, it's a 2 p.m. face-off, by the way, at the BB&T Center. So 2 p.m. face-off, it'll be a 1:30 pregame time for us on the radio side of things. And the Panthers will go up against, Bill, maybe the most dynamic player that I've ever seen with my own eyes in Connor McDavid when the Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers. What are the keys to matching up with a guy like that with his speed on the ice, and how do you see the Panthers matching up with Edmonton tomorrow?
It's going to be a tough test. You're going to have to do it probably with a couple lines. You're going to put Barkov out there against him sometimes, Trocheck. McDavid plays a lot, but he's probably the fastest player ever to play the game in the history of the game, ever. He is that fast. So when you talk a guy that you want to come out and try and pay attention to, Edmonton has not had success, but he's a guy that can win a game single-handedly. And what you have to do against him is you have to have the back pressure from your forwards, have to attack, and that allows your D to stand up at the offensive blue line, or defensive blue line, so he can't gain those easy entries into the zone. Because if he gets into your zone with speed, and then he can get that creativity going, start to look for other players, then you're in trouble. And the only way you can really combat that is gap control, time and space. You hear it a lot, but that's the message. You got to be able to be as tight as possible to him and just try and limit that speed, because once he gets going and has the puck and he's got some room to operate, you're going to pay a price.
Yeah, he's deadly, Bill, when he gets into space. It's unbelievable. So it should be a fun one tomorrow at the BB&T Center. And, you know, Bill, the Panthers have been playing so well these last couple of months, and they currently sit 3 points out of the final playoff spot, but they've got games in hand compared to everybody. It's New Jersey who occupies the final playoff spot. They've played 70 games. The Panthers have played 68. Then Columbus is up there with 81 points in a wild card spot. They've played 3 more games than the Panthers have. What do you think it's going to take the rest of the way, Bill, over these final 14 games? What kind of a record, how many points will the Panthers need to punch that ticket?
9-5 gets you to 95 points. I think it's going to be between 94 and 96 points that gets you there. Excuse me. But the Panthers have the tiebreaker, which is the regulation overtime wins. So if they head in the right direction, finish 9-5, get to 95 points, then they got a pretty good chance. Jersey has a tough schedule going out on the West Coast to play the 3 California teams, and then back to Pittsburgh, and then back home to play Tampa Bay. So they got 5 really tough games. That's maybe what you can look at. Philadelphia, they're an up-and-down team. But you just got to worry about taking care of your own business. I think the Panthers, 9-5, 10-4 gets you in 100%, I think. So 9-5, 10-4 is the number.
He is the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay. Bill, enjoy the call tomorrow at the BB&T Center. Pro Wrestling Day, Panthers versus Edmonton Oilers. Remember, everybody, that's a 2 o'clock start time, so a 1:30 pregame here on the radio network. Bill, enjoy your weekend coming up.
You too. Happy St. Patty's Day, and enjoy it with the baby. I know you will.
Love it. I really got to think about that, putting the green dye in the formula.